This graphic audio bundle features The Dead or Alive Trilogy by Ralph Cotton. This bundle includes Hangman's Choice, Devil's Due, and Blood Money. We hope you enjoy listening to this bundle featuring our radically different audiobooks. Check out the other action-packed series available in our graphic audio A Movie in Your Mind audiobook format.
Graphic audio. A Movie in Your Mind.
Graphic audio presents Dead or Alive by Ralph Cotton. Narrated by Ken Jackson. With performances by Mort Shelby, Michael Glenn, Patrick Bussing, Thomas Keegan, Alyssa Wilmoth, James Keegan, Gary Tells, Joe Brack, Timothy Lynch, Richard Rowan, Terrence Aselford, Gregory Gorton, James Konacek, Bradley Smith, David Coyne, Tim Carlin, Michael John Casey, Christopher Sheeran, Ken Jackson, Eric Messner. Dead or Alive, Book 1, Hangman's Choice.
Federal Deputy Sullivan Hart lay on his side in the dirt, feeling the hot bite of the sun, even through his riding duster, his gloves, and his batwing brush chaps. He raised his high-crowned Stetson enough to run a hand back across his damp hair. Then he leveled the hat brim down and looked over at the prisoner, Quick Charlie Sims, who lay 3 feet away with the telescope raised to his eye.
You've seen enough, Sims. Give it to me.
Oh, 1 second.
Right now, Sims.
When Quick Charlie still didn't make a move, Sullivan reached over his rifle barrel.
I said now.
He poked Quick Charlie in the ribs, sharp enough to make his point.
Okay.
Quick Charlie Sims lowered the telescope from his eyes and handed it over to Sullivan Hart.
Looks like your buddy 2-Jack Roth is doing some kind of Indian death chant down there, rocking back and forth. Maybe you'd better take another look.
I've already seen him.
Hart wiped a gloved hand across the rear lens, raised it, and looked down once more into the sandy draw. More than 700 yards away, he saw the Cherokee deputy, 2-Jack Roth, sitting in the dirt, his big hands bound behind his back by a strip of rawhide.
You don't know Roth.
Oh, I know him all right. And I've seen him in much better shape.
He's trying to get his hands loose. He's just biding his time, getting ready to make a move.
Yet as Hart spoke, he grimaced at the new sight before his eyes. Near 2-Jack Roth, Joe Marr, the cattle rustler they'd been searching for, stood with a rifle in his hand and a worried look on his face.
I'd say he'd better make his move in a hurry before this sun boils his brains out.
Sullivan Hart lowered the lens, clapped it shut, and shoved it inside his bib front shirt.
Sit tight, Roth.
Holding his rifle low to the ground to block any glare of the sun off the barrel, Hart levered around up into the chamber.
What about me?
What about you? If I'd had any say in it, you'd still be sweating out in a jail cell.
But since I'm not...
Quick Charlie shook his cuffed wrists.
Shouldn't you give me a pistol or something? At least take these cuffs off of me. What kind of fix am I going to be in if something goes wrong for you down there? You can't leave me here this way, for crying out loud.
Who said I'm going to leave you here? You're going down there with me.
Oh, no way, Sully. That's even worse. Not with these cuffs on, not without a gun.
That's all I'm going to take from you, Sims. Now get yourself moving.
Hart stood and yanked Charlie to his feet.
Okay. Take it easy. I'm coming.
Sims stumbled along in front of Sullivan Hart as Hart pushed him toward the horses hidden by a stand of dried brush.
But Judge Parker is going to hear about this. You can count on it.
Tell the judge whatever you want to, but I'd be careful if I were you. You're waiting extra...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?